Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And Oisin Coyne is here with the rest of all the other sports news this morning. There's so much of it around, Oisin. Shamrock Rovers are going again tonight in Europe.
Indeed, Audrey, good morning. And a very tough task for Stephen Bradley, Shamrock Rovers tonight. They did have a free weekend between the first and second leg of tonight's Champions League second round qualifier. Their opponent, Sparta Prague, though, played on Saturday night, winning 4-1 away from home. That makes it 2 wins from 2 in their league season so far, which has just got underway. The Czech side also carry a 2-goal lead into tonight's tie against the Hoops after their trip to Tala last week. Kickoff in Prague is at 6 p.m. Irish time, but it is worth noting that defeat for either side tonight leaves them in the third qualifying round of the Europa League to face the losers of Slovenia's NK Selhe versus Slovan Bratislava. Elsewhere, Arsenal have completed the signing of Italy defender Riccardo Calafiori from Bologna. The 22-year-old centre-back was highlighted as a priority target for the Gunners this season, and they've landed their man for a fee of £42 million. Calafiori has signed a 5-year deal at the Emirates Stadium, having played for Italy at the Euros this year. And Denise O'Sullivan has agreed a new 2-year deal with North Carolina Courage, ending speculation she could be moving to Manchester United. The 30-year-old Republic of Ireland star had been linked with a move to the Women's Super League as her most recent contract at the Courage wound down. It was due to expire this November at the end of the season, but the Cork woman feels she's made the right call staying in North Carolina.
Yeah, it means a lot. I think it was a very important decision in my career. I've been with the club 7 years and the club has had a massive impact on myself on the pitch and off the pitch. And yeah, they've believed in me since I came here and I've given 100% to the club for 7 years. They've done the same in return. So it was only right and it was the right decision.
Denise O'Sullivan there. Now, as we mentioned earlier on, the Olympics, Ireland winning their first medal of these games last night thanks to Mona McSharry's bronze in the women's 100-metre breaststroke. But we could be on for a second this evening with Daniel Whiffen also in the pool. Damien O'Mara will have more on that for us live from Paris during our Olympic slot in the next hour. Now to motorsport, and Carlos Sainz said an exceptionally complex Formula 1 driver market delayed his decision to sign a 2-year deal with Williams for next season. The Spaniard will leave Ferrari at the end of 2024 after a 7-time world champion Lewis Hamilton was announced as his replacement earlier this year. Sainz has won 3 F1 races in his career to date, the latest of which came at the Australian Grand Prix in March. And to racing, the 7-day Galway Festival got underway yesterday, and the feature today is the Colm Quinn BMW Mile. And reporting for us there from Galway is Dave Keena.
Day one of the Galway Festival, and we had a big surprise in the featured event. The Connacht Hotel Qualified Riders Handicap, after Sirius, a 50-1 shot, came late under David Dunstall to win by 3.5 lengths over Baltic Bird. The winner is trained by Willie Mullins, and Willie's brother Tony was also on the score sheet after Kentucky Gal won the mile and a half handicap in the hands of Rory Cleary. The feature event today is the €120,000 Colm Quinn BMW Mile. That goes to post at 7:10. Aidan McGuinness has a terrific record in this race, and he saddles both Current Option and Casanova. Last year's winner, Coeur d'Or, who's trained by Dermot Weld, will be ridden for the first time by the very promising James Ryan, and he broke his festival duck here last night on Artful Approach for Jack Davison.
Dave Keena there. So a busy day ahead. I think we'll be saying that for the next couple of weeks. We'll have more sport in the next hour.